Welcome to the SportsCapping.com podcast with free handicapping advice, odds insights, picks, and predictions to help you beat the sportsbook. And now your hosts, Jack Jones and Brandon Lee.
This is the SportsCapping.com free pick podcast. I'm your host, Jack Jones. We're entering Week 6 NFL and Week 7 college football. Brandon Lee and I will be giving out six more free picks for this weekend. He'll be joining me here shortly. I want to recap last week as we went a perfect 6-0 on the podcast. Brandon won with Texas A&M in college football, the Steelers in the NFL, and his 10-point teaser on the Packers, Chiefs, and Steelers. I won with Texas in college football, the Lions in the NFL, and my 6-point teaser on the Panthers and Rams. Brandon and I are now combined 25-9 this season on free picks and teasers. We're 111-63-6, our last 33 football podcasts. That's 64% winners. Welcome back, Brandon. That was a fun week, huh?
Hey, happy to be back. And you can't complain about a 6-0 week anytime. We'll take those whenever we can get them.
Yeah, for sure. We definitely got a couple nice breaks on our teasers. I know Packers got a last-second field goal for you, and I had a 63-yard field goal on the Panthers that got me mine. So, we'll take them however we can get them, and that was at least Mason Crosby could make one field goal last week.
Oh, man. Yeah, I actually had the Packers as a premium play, so that was a tough one for me to swallow. But, you know, Green Bay felt like they outplayed them, but didn't show up on the scoreboard. But either way, we delivered for our listeners here.
Yeah, for sure. I had the Lions, and I was probably fortunate to get that one with all those missed field goals. But they were up 24-0, I believe. So Packers made a game out of it, and it got real scary there towards the end. Let's give the listeners two free picks for Saturday college football to start off the show. Go ahead with yours, Brandon.
Yeah, I'm going to head to the Pac-12. I'm going to take the California Golden Bears -7 at home against the UCLA Bruins. I think this is an ideal spot to jump on Cal, who I feel is desperate for a win after losing two straight following their 3-0 start. On the flip side of this, I think this is a great time to fade UCLA. A big letdown spot for the Bruins, who gave everything they had in their upset bid of Washington at home last week. The Bruins just don't have enough talent or experience to come off a loss like that and play well on the road, especially in what's going to be a hostile environment with this being a primetime matchup under the lights. The even bigger key here is we know we're going to get a max effort from Cal in this one, something I don't think UCLA got from the Huskies last week. It felt like Washington was content just going through the motions after building up that 17-point lead at the half. I've said this numerous times when talking about UCLA to different people. It's just a matter of time before Chip Kelly has that program competing for conference titles. It's just not going to happen this year. And while this team should keep improving, they simply got a long way to go before they're going to win games on the road against a team the caliber of Cal. There's just not a lot to like about the Bruins on either side of the football. UCLA is 101st in rushing and 94th when it comes to stopping the run. They're 101st in passing offense and 95th in passing defense. They got the 120th ranked offense in the country and the 102nd ranked defense. Prior to the closer than expected final against Washington, they had lost by 22 on the road to Colorado, 24 at home to Fresno State, and 28 at Oklahoma. Note that awful showing against Fresno State came the following week after their big game against the Sooners. So this wouldn't be the first time that they didn't show up after playing a top 10 opponent. I also feel like we're getting Cal at a bit of a discount here due to the fact that they just lost outright at Arizona as a favorite, a team that I don't think a lot of people were very high on in terms of Arizona. The thing is, the Wildcats were not the better team in that game. The Golden Bears simply beat themselves. Arizona's only points in the final three quarters came via interception returns for touchdowns. Cal outgained the Wildcats 476-265 with a 25-13 edge in first downs. I know turnovers have been a problem for the Bears in 2018, but the Bruins defense has just 5 takeaways in 5 games, and 3 of those came against non-Power 5 opponents. I look for Cal to easily score 30 points here, and that should be more than enough to get the cover. UCLA is averaging just 18.4 points per game and haven't scored more than 24 in a single game all season. Give me the Bears minus a touchdown.
I'm with you on this one. It just feels like a get-right game for Cal. To me, they lost the last 2 weeks to Oregon and Arizona, and they kind of gave those games away by committing a combined 9 turnovers in both of them. I look for them to take better care of the ball here against UCLA. You mentioned UCLA only forced 5 turnovers on the season, so that's a key. And, you know, if they just take care of the football, they should be able to run away with this one because they're the better team and outgained Arizona by 211 yards last week, only lost by 7 with those defensive touchdowns. So I think they're going to dominate the box score and the scoreboard this time around.
Yeah, and coming to UCLA, I'm not like way down on them. I do think they'll be good going forward, particularly at home. But they might be one of those teams where they're a good bet at home 1 week, and then the next week it's, you know, time to fade them on the road. So just definitely a bad spot for the Bruins.
Yeah, they've just played a rough schedule so far. They're not very good, but they've definitely played a rough schedule. And
Cal's schedule hasn't been a whole lot easier.
No, it
hasn't. I believe they played 4 Power 5 conference teams as well.
Yep. So both teams are pretty battle-tested here, but I definitely like the Cal side a lot more. I think they really need a win here, and I think they're going to get it. So, yeah, I think you're right. I think there might be value on UCLA down the road.
Yeah, they're going to upset somebody. I don't know when, I don't know who, but it's going to happen. Yeah. And I believe it'll come at home.
Yeah, it won't be this week. All right, I'm going to take Oregon plus 3.5 at home against Washington. The Oregon Ducks should be 5-0 this season. They blew that 24-7 lead against Stanford a few weeks ago, lost in overtime. I had Stanford. Definitely the biggest wrong side winner I've had this season. I was impressed with the way they responded the next week, beating Cal 42-24 on the road. Everyone was on Cal in that game thinking that Oregon would be deflated. So I love that the Ducks showed a ton of heart in that game. And now they had a bye last week to get ready for Washington. So they'll be fresh and ready to go. We mentioned Washington's coming off that dogfight last week against UCLA. 31-24 win, not very convincing at all. Only outgained the Bruins by 40 yards in that game. And it's a UCLA team that's 0-5. They beat Arizona State by 7 at home earlier this year. Also not impressive. They lost to Auburn. That loss looks even worse now with Auburn losing to both LSU and Mississippi State. I think the Huskies are starting to run out of gas here. They're going to be playing for a 7th consecutive week to open the season. And the Ducks will certainly test that as they'll spread the field and push the pace here. I think Oregon still feels it has a chance to win the Pac-12. And this is a game that can get them back into contention to where they're kind of control their own destiny in the Pac-12 North if they win this one. So expect a big effort from them. I think we certainly have the better quarterback here in Justin Herbert over Jake Browning, who I believe to be one of the most overrated quarterbacks in the country. Washington's offense is only averaging 29 points per game this season. Herbert leads an Oregon offense that's averaging 46 points, 504 yards per game. And, you know, Washington did give up 24 points, 422 total yards to UCLA last week. I think Herbert will definitely test this Washington defense like it hasn't been tested before. And I think they'll get a big win here at Autzen Stadium on Saturday.
Yeah, this is a tough one for me. I like this Oregon team. I don't really want to bet against them at home. But I feel that Washington is the superior side here. As I kind of already hinted with, you know, my pick on Cal, I'm not reading a whole lot into Washington's game against UCLA last week. You know, they're up 24-7, I believe, at the half. And, you know, I think they knew Oregon had the week off, and I think it was their intention to just, you know, try and just get out of there with a win and keep everyone healthy for this game. I think Washington has the better defense. I think it's one of the best units in the country, which definitely gives them a chance on the road to win games against a caliber team like Oregon. I just feel like this is a tough matchup for the Ducks. Washington has one of the best pass defenses in the country. They're coming in 17th, giving up just 174.7 yards per game. You know, Chris Peterson is 11-3 against the spread when his teams are listed you know, in this, you know, touchdown to under double digits, 3.5 to 10 points. Oregon's just 2-11 in their last 13 off a win. And while I would lean Washington, I will be rooting you in for Oregon because I'm going to pass on this game.
Cool, man. Yeah. It's hard to read too much in the UCLA game. That's why I kind of said, you know, they only beat Arizona State by 7 and lost to Auburn. So they have a couple, like 3 performances so far that are definitely concerning to me, including that UCLA one. So I just don't think they're as good as, you know, they're cracked up to be. I think they're definitely overrated. But we will definitely find out on Saturday because that one might be for all the marbles in the Pac-12 North.
Yeah, for sure. It's hard to see anyone other than these two, you know, playing for the Pac-12 title, and this game probably will decide it.
Yep. I hope it's rocking at Autzen Stadium. Come on, boys.
If it was a night game, I'd probably really like Oregon.
Yeah,
it's a I love me some home dogs at night.
3:30 game for sure, but I'm not too worried about it. Come on, Herbert, need ya. Let's move on to the NFL. This week, Brandon, give him a couple more NFL winners. What do you got?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Baltimore Ravens -2.5 on the road against the Tennessee Titans. I know this is a tough spot for Baltimore playing their third straight game on the road, but I just think this is too good a price and what I feel is a far superior team laying a very short number. I also think it's early enough in the season that it doesn't have the same kind of negative impact as it would, you know, a few weeks later down the season when it's really grind time in the NFL. You know, I know the Titans come into this game with a winning record at 3-2, but they could easily be 0-5. All three of their wins have come by just 3 points. They were down 14 in one of those. The other they trailed in the fourth quarter. I just don't see them being able to keep winning games the way that they have. Sure, the defense has been playing lights out, but it's one of the worst offenses in the league. Tennessee is 29th in the NFL in total offense, averaging just 294 yards per game. They have very little threat of a passing attack, especially after losing tight end Delanie Walker, and haven't been running the ball nearly as effective as they did a year ago. I just don't see the Titans being able to generate enough offense against this Ravens defense, which is one of the best in the league. Baltimore comes in 5th against the run and giving up just 88.4 yards per game and are 4th against the pass. They also lead the league in scoring defense, giving up just 15.4 points per game. As for the Ravens offense, I think they bounce back in a big way here after that ugly showing against the Browns. Even after scoring just 9 points against Cleveland, Baltimore is still 11th in the league in scoring at 26.4 points per game and 11th in total offense at 399.4 yards per game. Going back to the Titans defense, and I just think it's eventually going to wear on this team having to do so much. And they could be playing here without one of their better defensive players and linebacker Wesley Woodyard, who is questionable with a shoulder injury. That would be a big loss for this team as he's tied for the team lead in tackles. Another thing to note about Tennessee's defense is they played a bunch of teams that have, you know, haven't really played well offensively this year. Their opponents for the season are only averaging 19.3 points per game, which would be, you know, one of the worst offenses in the league if, you know, the opponents were a team. So it makes the 17.2 that they're allowing not look all that great to me. Baltimore 16-6-4 against the spread in their last 26 road games against a team with a winning home record and a perfect 4-0 in their last 4 off a loss. I just think Joe Flacco and this offense will do enough here to get the win and cover the 2.5.
Yeah, man, I've been fading the Titans with regularity this season, including with the Bills plus 5.5 outright last week. So I'm 100% okay with this pick and would lean the same way with the Ravens laying less than a field goal. It all comes back down to the fact that Tennessee cannot move the football. And, you know, 29th in total offense and scoring offense both, 17.4 points per game. I just don't think they're going to be able to do much against this Ravens D that's first in scoring and third in total defense. So I got many more stats here, but you've already covered most of them. So I'm not going to get too much more into this. I think the Titans definitely have been winning with smoke and mirrors. There's no way they should be 3-2 right now. Big reason I was against them last week, and a big reason I could be against them this week. I don't know if I'll get there yet, but that's definitely my lean with the Ravens, Brandon.
Yeah, I think if Baltimore can just manage 20 points, they probably win this game by double digits. Yeah. And I mean, that's just how Tennessee's. I mean, they won a game 9-6 with like 85 yards passing. I mean, you just can't keep doing that.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen in the NFL today.
No chance. If they just get to 20, they should definitely cover 2.5. I would for sure agree with that, and I think that shouldn't be a problem. I'm going to take the Broncos +7 at home against the Rams this week. The Rams are 5-0 in the talk of the league right now. It seems like everyone has already crowned them Super Bowl champs. And with that 5-0 start and all that hype comes expectations from the odds makers. They were asked to lay 7 points to the Vikings at home 2 weeks ago, won by 7. But then they were asked to lay 7 points on the road to the Seahawks last week, needed a last-second field goal to win 33-31. Now they're once again being asked to lay 7 points on the road at Denver. And this is a Rams team with mounting injury problems right now. Cooper Kupp, Brandon Cooks, and Tyler Higbee all were knocked out of that Seahawks game last week. Kupp and Cooks did not return. All three are questionable to come back this week. And they're already missing quarterback Aqib Talib on a defense that has allowed 62 points the last 2 weeks. I think the Broncos are going to be really hungry for a victory Sunday. They've lost 3 in a row. 2 of those were on the road. They have a much better they've been much better at home this season. They're 2-1 at home, wins over the Seahawks and Raiders. They gave the Chiefs their toughest test of the season, losing 23-27 after blowing a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter. Denver's offense has what it takes to move the ball and score points on this Rams defense. They're actually 12th in total offense this year, 394 yards per game. I think they can run the football on the Rams, just like the Seahawks did last week. The Seahawks rushed for 190 yards on the Rams last week. It's a Rams defense that's given up 5 yards per carry. The Broncos are averaging 5.6 yards per carry, have a great rush offense. So look for them to try to control the clock with their running game, keep Jared Goff and company off the field. Denver, 14-3 against the spread their last 17 home games, versus teams that are outscoring opponents by 10-plus points per game. So whenever they're at home and they're up against a really good team, they seem to match or exceed expectations. And the Broncos simply are a different animal at home here. And I think, you know, with the undefeated Rams coming to town, we can expect a big effort out of them.
Yeah, I'm kind of watching this one. I'd really love for it to get up to 7.5. But I would definitely lean towards Denver. I think the thin air of Mile High Stadium on the second week of a back-to-back road slate is probably one of the toughest things for opposing teams to do in the NFL, especially teams like the Rams who don't play at Denver that often. Last time they played here was in 2010. So they really, a lot of the guys are young and they haven't even experienced, you know, the thin air and what it does to you and the effect that it has. I agree. This is a must-win game for the Broncos after losing 3 straight. I was really impressed with how well they played defensively against Mahomes and the Chiefs a couple weeks back on Monday Night Football. I think we're going to see that same kind of electricity in the stands. And then I also like the potential weather conditions for this one and how it might favor Denver. Expected temperatures are supposed to be below freezing, right around, like, I think 28 to 30 degrees. Chance of light snow as well. Team from LA on the West Coast, you know, sunshine all the time. I think they could get a rude awakening here, and we could see the Rams actually lose this outright.
Yeah, man, thanks for throwing in that weather report. That definitely goes right along with the handicap of, you know, being able to run the football on them and which team can run it better, kind of. Yeah, definitely. That altitude's tough for teams that aren't used to it. And I think it's a pretty tough spot, too, for the Rams after, you know, a big division win the way they won it last week against the Seahawks. Could be a little bit of a letdown here, especially since it's not a primetime game. So, yeah, I like this one quite a bit. I'm glad you're
here. Yeah, yep. It's on the radar, and I'm just kind of keeping an eye on that number to see if I don't get a little better one. But decent chance I'll dabble on the Broncos +7 at least.
Cool, man. You definitely got me on the Aggies last week. You got them on my radar, so appreciate that.
Yeah, and they tried to fumble that one away, but we luckily got the cover.
Oh man, Yeah, we needed overtime to get the cover, but we should have never needed the overtime to get the cover because they gave up a defensive touchdown with just a few minutes remaining and got the game tied. So they dominated that football game. So just like we thought it was going to play out, or at least you thought it was going to play out.
The under was even a bigger lock. So
yeah,
the fact that that Kentucky offense not being able to do anything played out just exactly as I thought.
They scored 7 points and had like 200.
Scored on their first drive of the game too.
All right, let's move on to our NFL teasers for week six. Brandon, what's your favorite teaser this weekend?
Yeah, not a lot of great 6-point options, so I'm going to go back to another three-team 10-pointer. I'm going to take the Vikings from -10 at home against the Cardinals to a pick 'em. The Packers from 9.5 down to +0.5 at home against the 49ers on Monday Night Football. And the Buccaneers off a bye from +3.5 to +13.5 on the road against the depleted defense of the Falcons.
Yeah, I like all of those, definitely. And I usually take 6-pointers, but there's just not very many 7-point favorites this week. And so I had to go with a 10-pointer as well. And I'm also using a couple of Brandon's. I'm going to use a 10-point teaser on the Vikings pick, Packers +0.5 and the Texans +0.5. So basically, Vikings, Packers, and Texans all just have to win at home, and all three of them are playing three of the worst teams in the NFL, so I would hope that they could all handle their business this week.
Yeah, you would think so. hard to see them losing at home. Minnesota did do it once to us a couple weeks ago against the Bills, but hopefully they learned their lesson.
Yeah, I don't think they'll be taking anybody lightly the rest of the way.
Exactly, yeah.
So, Brandon, let the listeners know how you're doing in football and where they can find you.
Yeah, coming off a 10-2 week on the gridiron with last night's win on App State over Arkansas State. I've gone a perfect 8-0 on my college football picks since the last podcast. Also riding a 17-5 run over my last 22 NFL picks. Going back over almost the last 2 years, 187, 138, 50%, 58% on premium football picks that I've released. Just lowered all my long-term football subscriptions, NFL season pass, college pass, as well as the combat pass of both of those. Get you all the picks starting from the time you purchase all the way up to the final game of the season. So definitely recommend getting on board there because there's a lot of football left. You can find me at sportscapping.com/brandon-lee.html.
Awesome, man. Great college football run. 8-0 since the last podcast. So sweet, man. 98-66 NFL run for me long term. 11-5 the last 3 weeks. 488-369 college football run long term. 23-5 last 4 Saturdays in college football. Since the start of last football season, 179-116 football run. That's NFL and college combined. Has my $1,000 per game players up over 50,000. I also lowered the price of my NFL and college football season passes by $100 each and knocked down my combo pass for $100 as well just this past week. You can find me at sportscapping.com or betfirm.com. Hit me up on Twitter at betfirmsjack. That's it for this week's episode. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Please feel free to leave a review. And make sure to tune in next week for Week 7 NFL and Week 8 College Football Free Pick winner.
Thanks for listening to the SportsCapping.com podcast. For more free picks and predictions, be sure to visit us at SportsCapping.com.